It's late October of last year. I'm sitting on the couch on the edge of my seat. My wife is in her customary spot on the couch, nestled up in the corner, cuddling with our new puppy. And my youngest son, Chase, and his friend, Walker, come walking into the living room. But I don't give a shit what any of them are doing. I am locked into the TV. It is game one of the World Series. Dodgers versus Yankees. It's 3-2. Yankees leading the Dodgers. It's the bottom of the 10th inning, and there are two outs. High drama if you're a sports fan, and extremely high stress if you're a Dodgers fan like me. And up to the plate comes Freddie Freeman, the Dodgers' first baseman. And on the first pitch he sees, he crushes a no-doubter, grand slam, game-winning home run. And I lose my freaking mind. I launch off the couch. I'm screaming. I'm sure obscenities at the TV in excitement. Hooting and hollering. Our new pup launches off the couch. She's losing her mind. She has no idea why. Chase follows suit. He loses his mind a bit because he's following his dad. He understands what's going on. And I look over at my wife. And she's got this expressionless look on her face, just shaking her head. She has seen these shenanigans before. I am an emotionally attached sports fan. This same scene played out back in 1988 in my childhood living room when Kirk Gibson stepped to the plate in the bottom of the ninth inning for the Los Angeles Dodgers and hit a game-winning home run. And I watched my father completely lose his mind in our living room. And as a 12-year-old kid, I did the same. It's my dad's fault that I'm a sports fan. He was born and raised in Los Angeles. And when he was 10 years old, the Los Angeles Dodgers moved from Brooklyn, New York to Los Angeles. And it left an impression. A couple years later, when he was 12 years old himself, he actually went to the first game ever played in Dodger Stadium. Oh, cool. While it's his fault that I go through all of these ups and downs as a sports fan, I certainly don't blame him, because as I've grown older and he's grown older, sometimes it's a little hard to carry on a conversation with an aging parent. But when I come across those times, all I have to do is ask him about Dodger baseball. And we can have a 10 or 15 minute conversation talking about the Dodgers, and that is awesome. As I've grown to be an adult, he can ask me about another sports program, the University of Montana Grizzly football team. I left Southern California and I went to Missoula for college, and being a sports fan, I naturally gravitated towards being a follower of the University of Montana Athletics. And when I was at Montana, the Grizzly football team was really, really good. My freshman year, they made it to the semifinals of the playoffs and lost, but a great year. My sophomore year, they went all the way to the national championship game and won the whole damn thing. A few years later, in 2001, they won the national championship again, and had countless victories. During this time, the Grizzlies were in the midst of a 16-year win streak over that other school about 3 hours to the east down I-90 in Bozeman, Montana, the Montana State Bobcats. They sucked. And I didn't care how bad they sucked. And whenever they lost, especially at the hands of the Grizzlies, us Grizz fans would say sarcastically, "Poor Bobcats." Well, life has a lot of twists and turns, as we've all heard here tonight. And about a year and a half ago, my oldest son, Gavin, who I raised and completely brainwashed to be a Grizz fan, decided to completely stab me in the back and go to Montana State. And to make the pill a little bit more bitter to swallow, this day and age, the Bobcats are pretty damn good in football. This past November, we went up to Bozeman, and Chase and I watched the Grizz get their butts kicked by the Bobcats and had to hear a lot of heat from Gavin. How quickly he turned. But as we do, we follow and take on a lot of interests of our kids. And as the Montana State Bobcats finished the season undefeated, they marched into the playoffs. And I started finding myself kind of following them. It was an unfamiliar feeling. And lo and behold, they actually made it to the national championship game themselves. And I got excited and was looking forward to watching the game. Another weird feeling. This was a few weeks ago. And as the game carried on, the Bobcats uncharacteristically actually had a really bad half. And at halftime, they're losing 21-3. And I felt disappointed. But then in the second half, they came storming back and dominated play. However, the deficit was too much for them to overcome. They ended up losing 35-32. And as I sat on the edge of my couch, as I customarily do watching sports, I said to myself, poor Bobcats. Notice the difference in poor Bobcats versus poor Bobcats. I actually felt empathy for their loss. I never saw that coming. And I've realized that no matter how deep our feelings run or our emotions run, that there's all sorts of twists and turns in life that you can actually have a change of heart. And so now I can honestly say, I'm okay with saying, go Grizz, and go Bobcats.